winning and be able to pitch a championship game and not have to. I mean, he didn't even break a sweat, boy. He was cool.
Yeah, he was around the dish. He mixed his speeds up well. He did a nice job this morning. Rolled him over for this afternoon. And, you know, what can I say? I mean, he's been a stud all year for us. So I have no complaints whatsoever. So he was very efficient. We had limited pitches, but went through the lineups pretty easily, Jack.
Yeah, sure did. You had a couple mistakes defensively that extended some innings for Menominee, but not to the point where it was, I mean, after you got that four runs in the second inning, I mean,
I felt pretty comfortable. You know, we had another guy thrown out and a couple other little plays, but once Hogan hit that gapper, that double there, and cleared the bases, I felt pretty comfortable with where we were.
Yeah. So we talked a little earlier. Obviously, the Dickinson County team was probably good enough to play in the state tournament with us, and they're not going to be able to. Menominee was opportunistic, though, weren't they? And that Copper Country team keeps coming back. They got behind 6-0 today. They're ahead 12-9 right now. So, you know, how about the other UP teams? How do you see that tournament shaking out next weekend?
Yeah, you know, it's nice for the Copper Country. I was talking with their coach, and, you know, he really was itching to get back to the state tournament. It's been a little while since they've been in it. So I think you know, it's good. They keep battling. They keep fighting, you know, and you wonder what they keep throwing out there, and then they keep winning. So that's a good opportunity. Team. And like you said, with Menominee, John's done a great job with Menominee. You know, he's turned him around. And
oh,
he's
they're
done
so
a nice
much
job.
Better, aren't they? I mean, he even said it in the pregame show, the first 10, 12 games, they were awful. Oh. I mean, and that's not being disrespectful.
Nope.
It's just a fact.
Yeah, and it reminded me of our high school team. Remember, like, it was kind of the same thing. And then, you know, for them to be up here in the UP runner-up, he's done a great job with them, and hopefully they'll have some success next week. You know, it's nice because I know we play one of the downstate teams for sure, and I'm not sure how the other bracket is, but boy, it would be nice if all three of the UP teams could get some wins early on in that tournament.
Yeah, you know, it's some good. I mean, Chief Pontiac is always good. They used to come up to our Johnson tournament out of Detroit, and then Gladwin is very good. We know that they draw from a big area down there.
Yeah, we had them last year. No, 2 years ago before the pandemic, we had them, and they knocked us out. You know, unfortunately, but that's always going to be a good team. You got Blissfield. That's always, you know, historically been a really good team. Hudson's been historically a good team. You know, hopefully, you know, we keep playing. I told the boys, we had about 8 games left. You know, we were just starting after we lost the Escanaba game 1-0. And I said, you know, if we run it, we got 8, 9, 10 games left in the season. And they took me to the word, and they're doing a great job. I think we've given up, 6 runs in 6 games?
Yeah.
I said our strength is going to be our pitching and defense. And the hitting, we've done, you know, when they pull out the big sticks, we've done a good job, but they've done a phenomenal job both on pitching and defense.
All right, we'll see you next Thursday.
Thanks again for everything, Jack.
Okay, you bet. That would be Derek Swanson and the coach of the Marquette Blues, and that'll wrap it up from here at